Community groups that use public school spaces are in for some sticker shock come September. During Wednesday's, June 15, regular Simcoe County District School Board meeting, trustees received a report on a rate hike that will see hourly rental fees for community spaces such as school gymnasiums doubled or, in some cases, nearly tripled over their previous rates. The hike is due to the rates staying stagnant over the past 14 years and, according to the board, is intended to ensure its meeting cost recovery. The new rates are planned to go into effect starting September 2022. The last time these rates were updated was in 2008. We thought it was timely to take a look at that, Superintendent of Business and Facility Services Corey Van Nispen told trustees at a committee meeting on June 1 when the hike was first discussed. Rates are set based on the type of group using a space, and the space requested. There are three types of users identified under the rate schedule. Group A, Community Youth and House League Programs and Municipal Youth Groups without Joint Use Agreements. Group B, Community Adults Recreational Groups and Municipal Adult Groups without Joint Use Agreements. And Group C, Commercial, Religious and Political Groups. To rent a single gymnasium, under the previous rates, Group A would pay $5 per hour, Group B would pay $10 per hour and Group C would pay $20 per hour. Under the new structure, the costs per hour would be $7.05, $17.15 and $34.30 respectively. The biggest increase would be to users of a triple gymnasium space. Group A, B and C previously paid $12, $24 and $48 per hour respectively. Starting in September, they'll pay $26.55, $64.75 and $129.50 per hour respectively. During committee discussion on the matter, new Tecumseh trustee Sarah Bites asked about community groups that have a joint use agreement and whether they would be impacted by the changes. Van Nispen indicated that they would not be impacted as they have their own agreed upon rates. Barry trustee Beth Maratidis asked if, moving forward, the rate schedule could be reviewed every 5 years. So, maybe it wouldn't be so much of a jump, in fees, for organizations to plan, she said. Aurelia, Severn, Ramara trustee Jody Lloyd said that even with the increase, the school board is still far below what other organizations are charging to rent community spaces. This really, for the most part, will impact those in Group C, but I would suggest that those rates are still below what municipalities are charging within their organizations for community use, she said. Throughout the pandemic, public schools across Simcoe County had been closed to community groups, however certain schools reopened to community groups starting in April of this year. Under current COVID-19 rules put in place by the board, indoor use permit requests are limited to not-for-profit youth groups. Other current COVID-19 restrictions include reduced equipment availability, no access to change rooms and possibly a limit to the number of permits per community group. 8 secondary schools currently open for community use are Banting Memorial High School in Alliston, Bear Creek Secondary School in Barrie, Bradford District High School, Collingwood Collegiate Institute, Georgian Bay District Secondary School in Midland, Innisdale Secondary School in Barrie, Nanter Shores Secondary School in Innisfil and Twin Lakes Secondary School in Orillia. Come September 2022, it is anticipated by the board that all SCDSB schools will be reopened for community use, pending advice from the health unit at that time. As long as we don't have any new restrictions put in place and everything is headed in the right direction, we will be back to normal and will be opening up for after-hours programs, said Van Nispen.